Music. Good morning. I almost said good morning, Utah. Is it morning yet, or is it evening?
It's possible. It could be both.
Apparently, it's been a good weekend. But good to have everybody on board tonight. And busy time of year. We've got another couple of weeks, and we will be voting for a Grassy Award. We're getting geared up for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And, of course, here we are halfway through May already. We'll be gearing up for an exciting Rock Down Right tour stop. In June as well, so a lot going on, and 4th of July, and a whole lot of fun. So, and of course, that time of year, too, where things are getting nicer. It heated up this week, and the bikes come out, and people get to have a good time, and I know Shady Lady always is doing the Thunder at the Barn bike nights out at Peter B's, so it's a busy time of year.
Yes, it is, and let's just hope the Pirates can heat up, too.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other subject right now, but... I don't have an hour and a half to talk about it, so.
That's right. I tune in the mornings and hear you there. So.
Well, we are presented in part here tonight by the Meat Locker Recording Studios in Butler, presenting our first segment, along with our friends at Cummings Coffee and Candy, and, of course, their West location, where we just were, with a Rock Done Right morning show stop, along with the Rock Show Morning Show on Friday, and some... music with Tom Panay and friends, and it was fun to do that. And now we get geared up for the Grassroots Band Jam Music Festival, which will follow 10 days after the July 4th festivities, which will also be a Rock Down Right tour stop out at the Big Butler Fair with a great lineup of, I think, a nice mix of styles of music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the July 4th date. We've got Cherie White going to headline it this year, and we've played her music on here and the sister station WBUT. She's charted nationally. She's from Worthington area and making some noise, and she plays all over the country, so she's a pretty busy artist in that regard, and so we'll have her at the Big Butler Fair to headline that. And, of course, other bands on the bill include two Grassy winning bands in Anger the Ant and the Shiners, and we're going to have Tirach and Sky there to kind of crank things up for us.
And they've been like a perennial nominee, I think, so
yeah,
maybe this is their year, I don't know. But what a night that'll be. That's Tuesday night this year, July 4th, and again, you get to see all the bands, you get to see the fireworks for your price of admission to the fair.
Yep, yeah, just come check out the fair, come get some of that fair food, which can be addicting at times, and yeah, bring a chair, blanket, whatever, come in to the infilled area there, and there'll be adult beverages and other drinks available, and enjoy the music and fireworks.
Yeah, you can come down and hang close to the stage, or if you want to be lazy, you can do that too. You can hang out in the grandstand. You'll still be able to hear it, but I recommend you get up close and personal. That's when it gets fun, especially with the beverages. You can come down and hang out and have a good time, you know, do your fair shopping and walking early on, and come out and enjoy the music and then the festivities above in the skies. And, of course, it'll be 10 days after that, 20 bands basically for $20 at the Grassroots Music Festival this year at Cooper's Lake Campground. What a show it's going to be. Friday night, things kick off a little bit early each evening and day because of the expansion of the bands.
Yeah, we're kicking it up a little bit earlier. It'll be 5 p.m. on Friday is when the bands are going to start. But, of course, you can come in earlier. We kind of say gates open at around noon if you want to come in and set up your camp and get ready to rock out the whole weekend.
Yeah.
You know, go for it. But yeah, and then probably around 11:30 on Saturday morning. So we've done the belly dance lessons traditionally in the past, you know, before we kick things off on Saturday. But she wants to dance the whole festival this year. So she's going to be in the crowd and just doing her thing the whole time.
Cool.
So they love the festival, yeah. And love being asked to be a part of it too. So,
well, it's always cool too. I mean, people, you know, have taken advantage of it. She's had a group of 20-some people standing there and you're learning how to do it. So now it'll be active participation the entire time if you'd like to be a part of it.
Yep, and our lineup is done, so you know, it might even already be up on the website now, but still tune in Friday mornings to hear the band reveal each week, because you might be able to win tickets on that too.
That's right, so keep your ear to the radio and keep your ear to the fun. You had a trek last week down to a place where they had a bunch of bands going, and have some interesting takes on the Nashville, Tennessee area and how we might compare with a Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival with the caliber of music that's around here, even though we know that Nashville, Tennessee is a serious melting pot of musicians.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe how much music was going on, you know, on the main street there. I remember talking to Mike Angert when he was in here a few weeks back, because him and Kelly are planning to make the move down there. But it was just nonstop music until 2 in the morning down there. I couldn't believe it. On a Tuesday night.
Wow.
And, you know, some venues that have 3 floors to them, and there's a band on every single floor. And it was just, a lot of music. Just boom, boom, boom.
But you were telling me a lot of it was cover music, which is kind of interesting to me. I guess maybe the town demands it. That's interesting.
Well, I was very surprised by that. It was all the bands were doing cover songs, and it was the set lists were very similar too. You'd go to one place and then to another, and you're like, we heard that song already, and then to another place, be the third, fourth, fifth time you might have even heard a song. And I didn't hear any of the bands even slip in one of their own, you know, like, hey, here's one of ours. It was just straight up cover music. And the musicianship, they were great. I was very impressed with the musicianship, and a lot of the vocalists really caught my attention as well. We did stop out at an open mic, Don's Corner Cafe. Thanks for the tip, Elena. We'll be on the show coming up here shortly. But, we stopped out there and checked that out, too. And that was a little bit more serious. That was people playing their own songs, and everybody was just very into it. Yeah. Like, you could hear a pin drop at times while these people were performing, and just the attention was totally on the stage. So that was pretty cool.
No faces in the old phones, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So, well, you know, when you come to the Grassroots Band Jam Music Festival, you're going to hear some covers. Each band seems to do some covers, but you're going to hear a lot of their local music, too, their original music, which I just think puts together a perfect blend. You know, these bands, man, they know that they've got to step it up, and it's amazing how it ratchets up the entire time.
Well, you know, as impressed with the musicianship that I was with what I saw in Nashville, hey, we've got people out here that can hold their own there, too. So, and you can be witness to it July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Get your tickets now. $20. Kids 17 and under are free. We've got a lot going on.
That's right. So, and we'll have more on the show on the Band Jam and where you can get your tickets. But, well, let's play some of the music that the fans love to hear. And we're going to dig into it before we visit with Rob Rausch, who is basically Acoustic Fingers and a member of the band Crushing Ground. We'll find out a little bit about them and him, and hear some great music. But first, who are we gonna play up some Weapons of Choice, huh?
Yes, they've got a new EP out called Jam Sandwich, and we'll play a little of this track here called Open Faced Knuckles Sandwich.
I love it.
I like the song. It's pretty cool stuff. Yeah. So Weapons of Choice coming out here.
All right, we'll follow that up with a band called Kalber, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. I guess they just won a Rock the Palace competition in Greensburg, and we're going to play these local boys who are playing all over the place, from Katanning to Latrobe to Millvale, Jeanette. They get around even the Palace Theater later this year in August. But apparently, I heard rumor, and we're going to have to confirm this with these guys, but I had the rumor that somebody dropped out of this competition. They dropped in and won the thing, which is a pretty cool story in its own right. But this is Kalber following Weapons of Choice with Something German on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Yeah!
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, and again streaming at 977rocks.com. And don't forget, you can find all of the show, well, a large majority of the shows, not every single 250-plus episodes, but a good handful going back a few months via the archives at 977rocks.com, depending on where you go. You go into the computer, you can go to our show, Grassroots, and you'll see them posted right there. Or if you have the mobile app, you can pull it up and go to On Demand and pull up all of the shows. If you missed one, shame on you, but you can always listen to it or listen to it again if you enjoyed it that much. And we are certain that you'll be listening to this one over again, because we've got some killer music on it tonight. And more to come as we get ready to visit with Rob Rausch. We're brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Hey, they're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. A great drink specials and also the man can. You can drop on in and check it out. You know, the more man cans, the more the Pirates get back on a winning track.
You'd hope. Got to crush a lot of those to get through some of these games.
Speaking of crush, we're going to talk with Rob Roush. He's of the band Crushing Ground and his, I guess you could say, alter ego, Acoustic Fingers. Rob, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's really good to support local music, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, we're having fun talking to a lot of the musicians involved in the scene here, and we think it's a pretty doggone good, strong one. And when you have somebody like yourself who's involved in a couple of different scenarios, that makes it that much more exciting. But before we get into the bands itself, Rob, why don't you give us a little background of yourself, where you're from, and how you got involved in music?
Well, that's a usual story, I suppose. You know, Beatles influenced in a house full of music, and I really wanted to play bass when I started, and it's funny because my mom made me learn guitar before I picked up the bass, and she knew what she was doing, I guess, because I never looked back, and started writing more songs on, you know, guitar, and then I was the guy that just wanted to write the songs, never wanted to sing, so most people start out as singer-songwriters. I just wanted to be in a band, so I thought, oh, I'll just play bass, you know, no big deal, and then I got hooked. And then, you know, I started writing more material, and before you know it, the band's asking me to sing. So now I'm playing the guitar, and I'm singing, and I'm doing the solos, and I just, you know, slowly found my way as a three-piece. And then eventually cut out the other two guys. So my plan to be, you know, to phase everybody else out, I guess, worked. No, I'm kidding. I still really enjoy being in a band, so... I mean, whatever it takes, I guess, is in the end, I guess they say, invention, you know, motherhood is, what is it? The saying, necessity is the motherhood of invention. Well, that's me. I just keep redefining as I go. And, you know, I never set out to be the solo guy or an acoustic guy for that matter. But like I said, whatever works, you just kind of readapt as you go and you meet people along the way that kind of encourage you and, you know, pull out sides of you that you never thought you had.
That's a pretty cool story, because I don't know how many people, usually the bass player is the guy like, well, we need a bass player, so this guy's going to be that. And when you aspire to, I guess, kind of ease your way into it, maybe that shows the musical ability that must have been born into you, Rob, that, you know, everything just kind of fell into place because you were good at it.
Well, I guess I used to call my grandfather my grand pick and paw. And so he always had a guitar. He had a Martin, which was what encouraged me to buy a Martin recently, just an ode to him. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm closer to him when I play it. But so I saw him, and he was larger than life. You know, he was the Roush that I really aspired to be most like. And so when I play, I do, especially acoustically, you know, I think of him.
You obviously came through a rather musical family then. If your mom was encouraging you to do the guitar, I mean, was she involved in the music scene or a musician herself?
Well, that's a different tale in itself. I was raised by my aunt and uncle. So when I say my mom, I mean my aunt. They weren't really musically inclined in that family, but I had the natural ability through my other family. So I was blessed with probably the best family I could ever, you know, it's like a lottery, and I got lucky.
Yeah.
So I had those hard school, you know, old school values, and, you know, I had the wild side of the Roushes, so when you put that all together, you have something special, I guess. I don't know. I just, like I said, I just keep redefining as I go and kind of discovering it as I go.
Tell us a little bit about Crushing Ground, how you came to be the guys in the band, and the name itself. How did that all evolve?
Well, that name evolved from two separate names. That was around the era when there were a lot of box bands, you know, like Matchbox 2020 and, you know, Candlebox.
Okay.
We were going to call it the Crushing Box, and we were like, well, what does that mean, you know? And then after that, there was another name that, you know, it was pretty similar to, you know, it was a pretty generic name called Common Ground because, you know, you're in a band, you're coming together. And so we said, well, why don't we just combine the two names? crushing and ground. So we were like, well, what does that mean? It sounds neat. Well, it's like we decided it was a designated area in which to play, you know, somewhere where the outside world can't get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of let it all go. And, you know, anywhere we played at that point was our crushing ground. So any gig would be, that venue would be our crushing ground.
Nice.
So, and then we also said, well, it's a blank page in which to create, you know. So that was our official name, but that definition didn't come till many, many years later when we were asked about it. So it's just really the combination of two different names that we had at the time.
Now, has it been the three of you together since its inception? Has that lineup changed, evolved? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. The lineup has changed multiple times. The first time we were called Crushing Ground, actually, we should have been called Harmonious Ground because we had three-part harmonies at times, and we just about everything we had harmonies in it. So it's kind of like a harder rock Eagles. You know, and the Beatles' influences were running rampant, and we really got into the band King's X at the time, so we had a lot of heavier stuff. But we also had that melodic side, so it really kind of dominated in melody back then. And those two guys, you know, slowly phased out, and I got this bass player who was really into King's X, and I knew as soon as he joined it was going to change because I was writing a ton of material at the time. And what was getting played was just the really poppy kind of, like I said, harmony-driven stuff. So some of the Alice in Chains-ish, very minor-keyed, you know, kind of dark, ominous stuff was getting ixnayed. And eventually that stuff found its way and found a home in the second version of the band. So to me, we started out as Harmonious Ground, and we eventually evolved in to a sound that fit the name, Crushing Ground. We kind of evolved into our name.
Hmm.
And then once I got the acoustic thing going, it got even more obvious that the Crushing Ground project was for the heavier songs, for the songs that were a little more in your face, no holds barred, and no excuses. You know, we didn't try to hide it anymore. We basically didn't cater. We said, with a name like Crushing Ground, you know what you're getting.
Good stuff. We're visiting with Rob Rausch from Crushing Ground. Let's get into a couple of the tunes from Crushing Ground, and then we'll hear his side project, or alter ego, as I'm calling it, Acoustic Fingers. But we're going to dive into the song Simple. Rob, can you give us a little background on that song?
Well, that song is self-explanatory. It's probably the most straightforward track on the disc, besides maybe Scars, and I think you're playing that later. It's basically about getting too bogged down. I mean, there's a line in, what is it, Fight Club, that says the more stuff you own, the more your stuff owns you. And that's basically what I went with on this. It was, you know, trying to cut out all the complications in your life and all the gizmos and all the stuff that really bogs you down and, you know, keep it simple.
Well, that's the name of the song. Let's get at it. It's Crushing Ground. We're visiting with Rob Rausch tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Why can't I simplify? sharp like a thousand knives. Thoughts like poison contaminate the strongest mind. Lies, all the sparks there turn to fire and burn you to the bone, time after time. And nothing ever fully heals. It only leaves a scar. Broken is trust that ends in betrayal. To never be fully regained. And lost is to know to the arms of another. One day may feel the same way. And nothing ever fully heals. It only leaves a scar.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. I want to thank Bros' Superette, where they will be riffing it and cutting some select cuts of meat just for your grill. Of course, when you hear their song, listen very carefully because it's been well-crafted. Just like their great meats. They've got Butler's Best Hot Sausage. They've got awesome beef sticks And you want to talk about that time of year to grill out. They've got your cuts of steaks, anything you need, and deli meats and cheeses for the get-togethers that are coming, like Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you head over to Rose's Superette, top of South Main Street Hill, and get on their emailing list. You know, Jim does a great job updating you on the weekly specials they always have. And then, of course, they are always usually throwing out a chicken sale or something like that. And you can get that emailed so you're right on top of it. They're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rose's Superette. We thank them for the sponsorship here tonight. And we're visiting with Rob Rausch of Crushing Ground. And we're going to be talking about acoustic fingers as well. But you just heard a couple of songs, including Simple and then Scars. Give us a little background on Scars, Rob.
Well, Scars was, you know, pretty much Black Crowes influenced or Led Zeppelin, more of an old school blues based song. And what's funny about that song is, you know, I had this drummer who could take me anywhere I wanted to go. I mean, he could do the sickest parts. And my favorite track on the disc is When He Lays Back. And that shows the beauty of Josh Walters and having him as a drummer, because he knows when to lay back. He has, you know, it's like driving a Ferrari down the street at 10 miles an hour, but you have the power anytime you need it. That's the way he is. He tailors his parts for the song. And there's a nice bass line on that. And I think that song embodies what we could do when we really put our minds together and, you know, knew what was at stake, where the song is the most important factor. Not your playing, you know, not how fast you can play or how loud you can play, just how well you can play and craft a song.
Very cool. So the songwriting for Crushing Ground, is it something that you bring the ideas to the table and then your partners kind of enhance what they're able to add to it, or is it a collaborative situation for you guys?
Well, it is a collaborative situation, but I won't stretch the truth too far. I do have most of the material in the can when the guys come in, but, you know, that could change. Being open on the fly, like just a tempo to an arrangement to those things, you have to be very loose on when you get a band, because you're looking to improve the song. You're not looking to keep your baby exactly how it is. You know, yeah, it's my baby, but once the band gets involved, it takes a life and a shape of its own, and you just have to go with it. You have to know, you know, where to take it. And really, I'm after, you know, excitement. I'm after the enthusiasm of the other two guys. If I get that, then I know I'm on the right track. If I can't get my guys into it, it might get shelved for another, you know, few years. And, you know, I think they say for every one song you get finished, there's probably 10 that never see the light of day.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah, I guess. There might be 30, who knows. But, I mean, what I end up doing is putting them on an acoustic disc or reinterpreting them with a different project somehow. And, you know, not letting go. You're like, let it go, man. No, no, this is good, you know.
Now, do you guys have a certain kind of battleground area that Crushing Ground plays? People can catch you guys, or where can they find out more about the band?
Well, Crushing Ground generally plays in Westmoreland County. We have ventured out, you know, for certain projects and events, but for the most part, we're in Latrobe, Greensburg, Irwin area. But we are playing the VFD in Pleasant Unity on June 10th. It's a 100th anniversary, 100 years.
Wow.
Of the firemen's, volunteer firemen's department out there. And they're having an old school convention, and we're playing it. We're actually playing with the Andy Davis Band. So it'll be the best in rock and country that day.
Very cool. Very cool. You guys have a Facebook page? People can catch up with the Crushing Ground on social media?
Of course we do, yeah. And we have that event actually posted. I just posted it yesterday. So
cool.
It's up, and we'll be playing in a month. So.
All right. So then,
and it's family-friendly, too. So, if you know, a lot of people can't get a sitter to see Crushing Ground do its thing, here's your chance.
Hey, there you go. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Always love getting the kids involved. That's always special.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So now we're going to strip it down a little bit, and you have another project that you do, and I got to tell you, we've played the song Man on a Bridge many, many times, and just so struck by that song. Acoustic Fingers, how did you evolve into that? Was it just, all right, this is a chance for me to strip things down a little bit?
Well, yes. It's, again, one of those things where you're not playing enough. You want to have more gigs, and you respect the guys in your band and their schedules. So you just put something together on the fly, and, I was always obsessed with being in a band and, really all about the band. And so doing an acoustic thing, I thought, well, it's not going to be as fun because, you don't share that experience with somebody. You know, it's not like us against the world. It's you against the world. That's not fun. So I ended up thinking, it's going to be a real drag, Well, I play a few shows, and what I found out is that the audience gets into it. They become that other person that you're looking to bounce things off of. So your experience changes with every audience. And if you think about it, when you're playing in a full band, you've got your face forward and you're performing, so you're not really looking at the band. You're feeling the band, but you're not really, checking in with them all that much. So kind of in your own zone, especially when you're playing and singing at the same time and, working the timing of the video and whatever else you got going. There's just a lot to do. So when you strip it down, it's a little easier for me, I won't lie. My heart still lies in loud music, but there's something about the acoustic. I never really knew what it was, but it cuts through the din. People who you would never otherwise talk to, you see them just arrested, and you see them just, like I say, drop their guard, and they just open up.
Yeah, it's as
beautiful,
as bare and raw as you can get, I think, when you stand up there by yourself with an acoustic guitar and pour it out.
Yeah, and like I said, I never would have started out this way. If you'd have told me this 10, 15 years ago, hey, you're going to be this guy, I'd be like, no way. What are you thinking? Who'd want that? But, I evolved into it, or devolved, however you want to look at that. I just wasn't ready to even try it, much less be comfortable doing it. Now, it's like breathing to me, and it's become my first project, to be honest. It's the side project has become the main project.
Well, I've seen you perform a handful of times now, and I'll tell you what, you own it. It's hard for me to believe that you never saw yourself in that role, because you come off with a lot of confidence, and you own it every time I've seen you step up to a mic.
Well, I guess you're buying what I'm selling, so I guess I'm pulling off that. That's a thought. No, I'm kidding. I appreciate the compliments I do, because, like I said, I never really felt myself for this role. But like I said, it just came out. So it's great to know that it's working on your end as well, because that's really what feeds it. If there's somebody that gets it, then you go a little further and you push it a little more, and it's like you're sharing the experience. That's what it's all about. Like, the first disc that I wrote, I called it Don't Try This at Home, because I was basically saying, that was a totally cliched line to use, but I used it for a lot of reasons. There were a couple of acrobatic songs on the disc, but for the most part, I was kind of winking at people saying, don't do this all yourself. You shouldn't want to make a record all by yourself. You should want to collaborate, so please don't try this at home. Go out and find a band. But it's worked for me. In the end, I embraced it, and I was inspired to do more.
Well, yeah, it won me over enough. We're excited to have you part of the band jam this year. So,
oh, I'm excited to do it, and I want to thank you guys for supporting, like I said, the local scene, but more specifically, Man on a Bridge. You really embraced that song, and you got into regular rotation, and I never even assumed that would be the one. And you never know which one is going to strike a chord with certain people. And like I said, I just appreciate what you guys are doing for me.
Well, we appreciate visiting with you, Rob, and hearing some more insight into you, the musician, and also what you got going on with Crushing Ground and Acoustic Fingers. And is it kind of the same battleground area for Acoustic Fingers when you play, or are you kind of down in that Westmoreland County area?
Well, no, that one actually, that's another reason why I do it, is because I can go anywhere. I always say, hot guitar will travel, you know. I can go all the way up to St. Mary's. I've, you know, I pretty much anyone that, you know, within reason that, you know, that is affordable to travel, I'll go 2-3 hours away if I have to. So, you know, and I can play a lot of different venues at Crushing Ground. Wouldn't be quite right for, maybe too loud for. Once you get a drum set involved, you might need to be in another zip code.
Well, and I think the acoustic thing is just so big right now. I think that's just, you know, that's what people are wanting to hear anyway, and it just fits everywhere.
Yeah, anymore. I was going to bring that up because, and Rob, you're playing it, so maybe you can agree or disagree, but it's not something new. You know, acoustic and people playing has been around for as long as there's been a guitar, but it seems like a lot of the open mics that are happening now and have evolved, people are embracing those a lot more than, you know, there's just some musicians off in a corner playing. I think you see it more accepted now, or maybe part of the fabric of what's going on in a lot of the establishments that are hosting those kind of things. So I think people are looking forward to seeing, you know, what people have to offer.
Absolutely. Like I said, it becomes more intimate and it involves the audience. I usually have sing-alongs when I'm playing. If I tap into a certain decade that people really like, you know, I'll put my own stuff in there, but I definitely know that I'm playing for the audience. So whatever they want to hear. There are some shows where they want to hear a lot of originals, but there are other shows where you know where the bread and butter is. You know what people want to hear. And when you get them loose like that, it takes on its own life. And I think people have embraced it. I think mainly it's probably because the bars are, you know, struggling a little bit more than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the laws out there. And I think that it's easier to have a band, and you know, they can provide entertainment. It's not as expensive to get one guy than it would be for a whole band. And sometimes the whole band is about themselves, where I think the acoustic is about the audience. And so I guess it's more interactive.
Cool.
In some ways.
Cool. Facebook page, social media, separate for Acoustic Fingers as well?
Yeah, it's both have Facebook pages. I used to have a website for everything, but now it's just separate Facebook pages. It seems to work out that way. God bless Facebook. I hope it sticks around another 10 years, huh?
It's on the heels of MySpace. Are you kidding me? It's on its way out.
Yeah, MySpace. We had thousands of fans on MySpace. It's a lot harder to get fans on Facebook for some reason.
Well, Rob, we look forward to seeing you at Cooper's Lake Campground in July. We appreciate the visit here tonight. And before you go, we have to have you intro two songs, Rescue Me and Wildfire, that we're going to hear from Acoustic Fingers.
Okay, well, Rescue Me, first up, is a song about 9/11. I actually wrote it about that TV show that was about 9/11. I wanted to get it included on that show, but I got involved with that show much later, so they were already shooting their last episode or two when I was trying to get this song shopped or whatever you want to call that. And so I went and put it on and made a little photo video for it of 9/11. So if you listen to the lyrics, it's very specific to 9/11. And it's one of my favorites, actually. It's tapped into my inner Chris Cornell on that one. The next one is Wildfire, and that's off of my Extended Moments of Clarity disc. And what I meant by that whole disc was taking that one moment, with that aha moment that you get where you're tapping into something bigger than you, and you just try to extend it and try to surround yourself with people who give you that feeling and, you know, encourage you to be that best that you can be, you know, and all that, like the Army, no. But, yeah, and, you know, and that song's actually just Wildfire. It's basically like letting some of those preconceptions and some of that negativity go and just rolling with that moment and letting the wildfire fly.
Awesome stuff. Rob Rausch of Acoustic Fingers and Crushing Ground, thanks for being with us tonight and sharing some of your great music, Rob. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, thank you, and I want to say that you guys have an excellent station. When people say variety, They really don't mean it like you guys do. And I really appreciate all the great songs that you guys play constantly.
We appreciate the compliments, Rob. It's Acoustic Fingers right now, back-to-back, Rescue Me and Wildfire on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
If you wanna
When you shop Bros' Super Red at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Super Rat, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands and hang out? The Rocks. We've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Coming up next week, we'll be visiting with Frank Vieira on The Grassroots Show. And you can attend Frank Vieira's CD release party Saturday, June 3rd, down at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. On Wednesday, June 24th, it's acoustics with Rustic Revelation at the Rock Ann Haven. And Angie DeRose kicks off your Memorial Day weekend Friday, May 26th. Also catch the Hawkeyes in Wine and Spirit, opening for Hollis Brown Thursday, June 1st at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Also on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, June 3rd, it's a summer kickoff party benefiting the Compere Corps Veterans Night Out programs, featuring Dempsey, Save Yourself, Trigger Happy, and the Noble Hops Band. That'll be at the American Legion Post in Lindora. Come out and support our local veterans. Also coming up on Saturday, June 17th, it's the June Rock Done Right Tour stop at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. It'll feature Michael Rodriguez, the Noble Hops Band, and Doppler Effect. Lots of great prizes. There'll be a pig roast and more. It runs from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And also on Saturday, June 24th, the Noble Hops Band will be a part of Butler Brewfest at the top of the downtown parking garage.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back for our final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. Man, time flies when you're having fun and hearing some great, great music here tonight. Weapons of Choice, Caliber, Crushing Ground, and Acoustic Fingers. Rob Rouse, thanks for his visit here tonight with us, and can't wait to hear him as part of the band jam. Of course, you heard the reveal on Friday morning, and we announced it was Acoustic Fingers just in time for the show this weekend. And look forward to seeing Rob perform. Just sounds, I personally have not seen him. Utah, you said you have, and just sounds like a very, very talented gentleman.
Yeah, he is. It's a great show, and as you heard in the interview there, he's a very engaging person as well. So he'll entertain you.
Yeah. Well, we're going to entertain you with 20 bands for $20, ladies and gentlemen. July 14th and 15th, Cooper's Lake Campground Grassroots Music Festival. Going to be a doozy again this year, Friday night, kicking off early and just jamming away with basically Anger the Ant, the headliner Friday night. Grassy Award-winning band. They're the Rainers until we announce the next one. And, of course, they're ineligible this year because they won last year. So it'll be fun to see who does take over the realm this year. But then the Saturday lineup just kills, and I was blown away last year. Just couldn't wait for the lineups, and as we got deeper into the weekend, and I'm hitting there, man, 5 o'clock on, this is going to be nuts, how awesome this is going to be. And now I'm looking at this year's lineup. What? How do we top? I mean, it's amazing. Leaves me speechless.
It's fun. It's a challenge, but it's fun, and just come be a part of it. Go to thebandjam.com. All of the information's there. And you can get your tickets there. It's just $20 across the board to come out. You want to come out Friday, you want to come out Saturday, you want to come out the whole weekend, you're good for $20. Kids 17 and under are free. We're going to be visited by the Tin Can Tourist folks this year. They're going to have vintage RVs and campers out there. Of course, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers will be out there with the beer garden, so you can learn all about homebrewing and sample some of their some of that fine home brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And proceeds of that are actually going to benefit TASSAO, which is a nonprofit wildlife organization out of Slippery Rock. So, and of course, you know, Hoop Bear and Belly Dance with Melissa and all kinds of stuff going on. And the great music.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and there'll be food out there as well. There's going to be some food vendors.
And craft, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the list between the two. I don't think there's anything that you can imagine in your brain what you can't have that weekend. And then you've got Cooper's Lake with their fine store, and they have, I mean, they've got groceries in there. Great facilities to shower, bathe, go take a walk, ride a bike, go fishing. I mean, you can stay for the weekend. You don't have to. But you can, and that's the option. And again, it is a, just like Rob mentioned, you know, family-friendly events. That's what this is, big time.
Yeah, so don't delay. And you have to do your camping if you're going to stay through Cooper's Lake Campground. So you can get on there and reserve the site that you want, because they're going.
That's right.
So I recommend you get on there and check that out.
Yep. Utah has tickets. Catch up with him at any Shady Lady show. Also at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, thanks to Dave Sloan supporting the cause again this year. He has tickets. The bands that you've heard, they have tickets. And we've got tickets right here at our studios on Pillow Street and at the Band Gym. You can download them right online.
Yeah, and also at Super Monkey Recording Company if you're in the Pittsburgh area. So stop on in there, get you some Band Jam tickets and some really cool vinyl.
We're going to do something about Super Monkey here in a moment here, but let's get back to the music and wrap up our show tonight. And some exciting news with regard to the Country Music Association with another one of our local artists. This is the second of our local artists that have been recognized this year by the CMA.
Yeah, congratulations to Justin Fabus. He has been named a 2017 CMA Emerging Artist. So I say we throw on his song, Love You Like a Country Song.
Awesome. Following on the heels, we announced a few weeks back that Elena had received a similar accolade from the CMA, and she's going to be part of the CMA Music Fest coming up, and I think Justin's going to be tied into that as well. So
yeah, and she's actually going to be a guest on the show here in just a few weeks.
Awesome stuff. And we'll follow that up with a new group called American Rock Machine, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another of the Super Monkey Recording Company productions. It does feature Super Monkey appearing on guitar and vocal, along with Jared Evans, Lou Lombardi, and Matt Muckle. And they just play some old-fashioned rock and roll in the vein of AC/DC, the Foo Fighters, and Queen. They were just a new project signed to Super Monkey Recording Company. So let's give it a listen following Justin Fabus. American Rock Machine is the name of the band, and their song Ghost of Adelphia, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Country country song. Rock it, baby, all night long. Loose ends are right and wrong. This feeling's way too strong. Should've known it all along. Gonna love you, gonna love you. Gonna love you like a country song.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Ah, spring. The birds. The bees. The wonderful smell of a new Honda. Get yours at a great price during the Spring into Honda North sales event going on now. WLER, Butler Cranberry. This is the Rock Station 97.7. The excitement is contagious.
And you have to be here to believe it.
Let's go, Pens, from the Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7.
Time, and it's time to win.